Basic Bananas.
Hi, and welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio. Today, I've got a very special guest with me. I've got Jonathan Ronzio, who I have met probably almost a year ago, maybe 10 months ago, at a conference that we both spoke at in Costa Rica, a conference called Awesomeness Fest. And I saw Jonathan speaking on stage, and he just struck me as someone very energetic and dynamic and a bit crazy. And so we started to talk and hang out. And I found out that Jonathan is an innovator, a speaker, a crazy adventure junkie, and he's always up to some really interesting projects. So I asked him, hey, would you be able to share some of your craziness on Basic Bananas Radio? And he agreed. So thanks so much, Jonathan.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
And you're calling, are you in Boston right now?
Yes. Yeah, I'm currently in Boston. It's 6:16 p.m. on Tuesday the 5th.
Amazing. Well, it's Wednesday morning for me here. So again, thanks so much for taking the time out to be here with us today. Could you share a little bit more about what are some of the things that you are up to right now? I know you've always got a million things that you're up to, but maybe just the ones that you think you would love to share.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so when we met at the conference, I at that point, you know, the avenues of what I was working on was the speaking and adventure career. I had just put out Between the Peaks, which was my adventure philanthropy documentary, and kind of that was laying the groundwork for the adventure side of my career. And then I was also doing brand and marketing consulting. So since then, the speaking has continued to gain momentum as far as like motivational stuff and life coaching. And then I also had an adventure travel blog called Explore Inspired that I've since elevated into an invite-only expedition series to basically, you know, a couple times a year curate a couple tent mates that I can bring with me on some like crazy Arctic expedition or something to really push people outside of their comfort zone. Sometimes it's places I've never been. I don't give anybody an itinerary. We just go. We hit the ground running. We figure it out along the way and challenge, you know, it's almost like giving people a microcosm experience of what I experienced with my documentary film. And aside from that, I'm launching actually this week in Boston something called Startup Movement, which combines like obstacle course racing kind of training, fitness athletics with teaching entrepreneurship and startup culture principles. And then also, I've since transitioned my brand marketing consulting side of things into a more productized marketing service called Content Jelly. So a lot going on. I actually leave for 3 weeks to go climb Kilimanjaro too. So it's nonstop, as it is with you.
I love it. That is fun. And you know what? We'll touch on all of them, but I'd like to maybe elaborate a little bit more. I love that idea of the, you know, your startup movement that you're about to launch, where you combine entrepreneurship with adventure and fitness and health. It's you know, something that I think James Altucher uses that term, and I've borrowed it, which is called idea sex, where you take two different things. You took entrepreneurship or startups, and you take adventure, well, health and well-being, and you combine them. How is it going to work? Like, what? How are you going to teach while you run an obstacle course?
Yeah, no, it's going to be really exciting, actually. And it grew, basically, I was doing some speaking, like some panel discussions and speaking at some events for this organization, I don't know if you've heard of it, called General Assembly. They kind of started as a co-working space. Now they're a school, basically. So I was doing some events with them, and I was talking to their director of events and just kind of riffing on this idea of, like, you know, it's always the same. It's like you get up in front of a crowd and you speak to them and you share and they take notes, or you're on a panel and they're taking notes. And it's like I wanted to do something to teach the principles of not only the business side of entrepreneurship, but like what you can take from, you know, your life spiritually, mentally, physically, whatever. Take those principles and get people involved out of their seats and learning it in an active way. And so I approached a friend at this, you know, he's a trainer at the rock gym that I climb at all the time. And the idea just kind of grew, and then it became Startup Movement. And so we're Thursday night, we're kicking it off and, you know, taking everything from like creating imbalance to find your balance, and pushing from outside of comfort into creativity, and learning, you know, teamwork and hustle, and what do you look for in a co-founder, and how to push past what you think is possible, like we're going to have people do 5 minutes of burpees. Who thinks they can do 5 minutes of burpees? They're going to do it, but they're probably not going to think they can. And it's just that, like, you know, working harder than you expect and all those sort of principles that come with starting a business. You know, an entrepreneur will, what's the saying? They'll stop working 9 to 5 so that they can work 5 to 9 just to follow their dreams.
Yeah, and that's something I definitely want to talk a lot more about today. But that's really interesting. So do you tell these guys that they need to rock up in some sort of gym wear? Or if somebody comes in high heels and a miniskirt, they're going to do burpees just as they are?
No, it's on the event registration page. The event is free, but on the page where people can just sign up, it says, like, if you've got climbing shoes, great, bring them. If not, no worries. Other than that, just dress appropriately. Expect to sweat. You're coming to a rock gym. Be prepared.
That's great. I love that idea. And, you know, it's that whole thing of, I've started to do this a lot more lately, is the active meetings. You know, when you meet someone, and it doesn't work with every person that you meet, but generally when I meet with someone for a meeting, like business meeting or something, to discuss something, rather than just sitting at a table, often I say, hey, should we just go for a walk around the block or go for a walk? We have a lake here near our offices and also an ocean. So should we just go for a beach walk or a lake walk while you talk? And it's really cool because it's, you know, I'm over this whole sitting down all day and
absolutely.
And also I don't like meetings that go for a long time when you can say it all in 5 minutes.
So, no, I agree. I think movement stimulates conversation. I mean, it's like with my expeditions, you know, some of the best conversations and most productive conversations come out of just being out in the mountains and hiking with someone, whether it's a friend or someone I've never met. And it's like one of our best conversations was probably when we just decided to paddleboard out to that little island off the coast of Costa Rica. And, you know, while you're doing something active like that, that's when you're really – I think it gets you out of thinking too inwardly, and then it just lets creativity flow.
Absolutely. I think it does make you, when you are moving, it makes your brain almost think a little bit differently. I get a lot of my best ideas either in the surf or on the beach, walking on the beach, but it's usually moving when I'm moving, which is very interesting. And that brings me actually to your expeditions, the Explore Inspired, where you just did a trip to Iceland, you told me.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And that it started, I just honestly was planning on going, you know, for a week in Iceland myself. Flights from Boston were pretty cheap and I had never been to the country. So I was thinking I was just going to go up there and explore. And then I just decided to, you know, at the last minute, it was maybe a few weeks to the trip. I opened it up and just created a type form, just an application, and posted and was like, hey, anybody that's interested in coming on a winter trek in Iceland, apply here. And I got a bunch of applications and pulled it down to a couple people and ended up bringing, I had a 3-person tent and I brought 2 people up on this amazing week-long expedition in Iceland looking for the Northern Lights. We were in a blizzard. We were digging cars off the side of the road. We got help dug out on the side of the road. It was like, it was amazing. And it was cool because, you know, I preempted them with the fact that I had never been there. I wasn't planning much. I was just kind of going to hit the ground and go and see what happened. And it turned out to be just an incredible, absolutely amazing experience. And that kind of laid the foundation of me wanting to facilitate and catalyze more of those connections and experiences.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I love that, and I love how you just go with the flow and then you see where it takes you. And this is something a lot of people can't do. You know, even if you look at people booking holidays, they have to have everything. Not everyone, it depends on how you operate, but a lot of people find it really hard to not have things booked and going with the flow. What do you think it does to the people that come on those adventures with you? Can you see changes in them, or can you see them suddenly doing things differently, or what are some of the aha moments that you have noticed on these adventures?
I think the biggest thing I've noticed is just a change in attitude with, like, you know, a lot of people, when something goes wrong, they let it really get them down. It's like, I had this plan and now all these things are happening in the way of my plan. And that, like, rather than seeing these challenges and obstacles as like something to smile at and take as they come and figure it out and learn from and just see where they redirect you to. A lot of people let that shift their mentality and take it negatively. And I think what these trips have, at least the thing that I've noticed the most in the people that have come with, my comfortability with the uncomfortable has allowed people to, like, when you know, something goes wrong and things do change, rather than it being a negative thing, they kind of look to me and I'm like, I'm psyched about it. It's like, all right, whatever, we're going to figure it out. And this is not what we expected, but that's the beauty of it. And, you know, that trip in Iceland, it was like I had thought we were going to go down camping at the Jökulsárlón Glacier Lagoon on the south coast on the Golden Circle. And then this blizzard hit and that didn't happen. And we ended up going north up to the, Kirkjufell mountain and just hiking up in the hills and pitching the tent and seeing the northern lights behind the mountain. And like, that was never in the plans, but it became better than anything that I was thinking of showing them in the first place.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think the lessons are huge when you do things like that. And I think that's why the work that you're doing is so important, because it's exactly what you say. It's about being comfortable with the uncomfortable. And especially as a business owner or an entrepreneur, this is a skill or an attitude that you have to develop to really, I guess, succeed, and also to just be, to succeed, but at the same time to not burn out or to not drag yourself down. It's very similar in business. Yeah.
Yeah. From a business standpoint, it's like, okay, you spent, you know, the last month creating this product and this campaign and everything, and then you launch it and like, okay, you got what, 2 signups? Like, what happened? Do you take that personally? Do you take it as like a failure and maybe you shouldn't be doing this? No, you got to just say, all right, maybe the copy was wrong on the ad. Maybe I went at the wrong time. Like, you just kind of got to learn from what happens and not take anything negatively. I think the passionate optimism is the way to live life.
Yeah, it's really about, it's almost about acknowledging that, you know, shizzle is hitting the fan, even when you're in a blizzard. Like, okay, I acknowledge the blizzard. I can see we have a blizzard right here. But now what am I going to do about it? I can't stop it, obviously. So what am I going to do about it? And it's very much the same in business with anything, like you say, a campaign, or maybe there's always, you know, as a business owner, something is always, not always, but often things don't go the way that you planned them to go. That's life and that's business. So your trips really teach people how to manage that. I love that. It's brilliant.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now, what are some of your biggest, and I'm putting you on the spot here, but what are some of your biggest lessons when it comes to mindset or even entrepreneurship? What are some lessons that you could share, or even some mistakes maybe that people can avoid that you've learned?
Oh man.
I know this is a big one.
This is a big one. Well, I mean, we kind of just were talking about what I think is the biggest one, and that's, it's just like a shift in your mindset to a more positive place of just don't focus on the negative. Like, it's not for me, the glass is not half full. I've got 2 full glasses, 3 sometimes. It's like, just the way that you approach life, I think is the most important thing. You can approach business, life, relationships, adventures, whatever, as long as you don't take things personally and you don't let, like, you know, a plan change, a failed idea, a failed relationship, whatever, that, like, it doesn't matter. You can move on from everything. So don't be afraid to fail, I guess, is the major message.
Yeah.
There.
I like that. And you can apply that to any area of your life, as you say, business, relationships, personal life, health, even. It can be applied to anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the other most important thing that I would tell anybody is, you know, design, you want to design your career around your life and not the other way around. I think finding your purpose and your passion and crafting everything else around that will make you so much happier than trying to fit in the things you love. It's like, start with the things you love and get creative with how to do the rest.
Yeah.
I think it's just like the work-life balance can't be said enough. And if you're lucky enough to be able to make your love your work, that's incredible. But start with what you love.
And you've pretty much, you're like the walking, talking what's the word here? You're walking your talk so much when it comes to that. Now, one last question I have is, you obviously are an innovator. You also, you know, when we hung out, I saw that we both work very similarly, that in that we always have an idea of, hey, what about this? What about this? You know, like the two of us together is almost a bit dangerous, because it's always like, hey, let's do this and let's do this and let's do this. And you have so many ideas, and a lot of them are very good. So how do you pick what to pursue? So now you're doing the startup movement in Boston. I'm sure while you came up with that, you also came up with 20 other ideas. How do you pick which one to pursue?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I have a folder on an external hard drive that's just probably got like 50 different logos, or I've got like
same
landing pages that I've spun up in a night for an idea that was the most amazing thing, $50 million idea when I came up with it, and then the next day it was going in the trash. But I really think it's valuable to have those kinds of things. Like, try and create every idea that you come up with, whether it's sketching a logo or pitching it to a friend or a family member, or spinning up a landing page and throwing $20 into a Facebook ad. Like, just try everything. Throw a shitload of spaghetti at the wall and just see, you know, not only what people are receptive to, but what you're still passionate about as it moves. It's like, you might think an idea is amazing. It might sound awesome. You might love it in the moment, but then when you start working on it a couple months out, it might not be what you want to be dedicating your time and your life into growing. So I think it's all an exercise in growth. It's just act on your ideas is the biggest thing.
Yeah, and you know, often it is that for me too, because that's exactly, you know, how I do it. I write things down, and then I get super excited about something. Pretty much every day I have a new idea for $1 million
piece. Right.
Or something that is making an impact. For me, it's a lot about impact more than the money that gets me excited. And then I get really excited. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And then I know myself. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit on it for a minute, but I've got it there. I've got it written down. It's you know, it's in safe hands, as in it's in just in the notebook. And then if I'm still excited about it a few weeks later and I still get the same excitement and feeling, then I'll take the next step. But a lot of it, for people like us that we have a lot of ideas, a lot of these ideas will, as you say, the next day you wake up, you're like, oh, actually, I don't need to pursue that.
Yeah, but you learn from it, and it makes your next idea better. You know, some things will fizzle out, some things will take off, but it really is all an exercise in growth. It's like, you know, the ideas that you came up with, the 50 ideas you wrote down in your notebook 5 years ago might not be as good as the 10 that you wrote down last week, because as time goes and the more you do it and the more you try it and the more you learn and fail and succeed, like, it just, you continue to get better. So I guess just do not be afraid to materialize your idea, to put it out there, to tell people about it, to show it. Like, that's how you become better.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I did say it was the last question, but I do have one last question. I can't not ask this question, especially you. And that is, what is one of the craziest, funniest, weirdest, most amazing, so you can pick any of them, experiences that you would like to share? Can be any of your adventures, anything that just comes to mind right away.
The craziest adventure of my life so far was probably Between the Peaks. That was the film. So in 2013, I bought a one-way ticket with two friends to Chile with this plan to make this documentary film. Obviously, nothing went to plan, but we had a hell of a time. Climbed the tallest mountain in South America, volunteered in like 12 or 13 countries, traveled for 4.5 months up the Pan American. But the craziest thing that we experienced was, we had planned to drive the whole stretch of the Pan American. We went down there thinking, all right, we're gonna buy a Volkswagen van or something. Like, we had this like vagabond notion that we're gonna buy this truck and just drive the dirt road. And we got down and we bought a truck in Santiago. And then a month later, we're in northern Chile on the border of Chile and Peru, stuck, because apparently, like, I don't know, the paperwork didn't go through right. It's very hard to go to the RMV and the DMV in foreign countries. Very hard. So it didn't go through right, and we ended up camping for 2 weeks on this border town beach between Chile and Peru trying to sell this car. And that was just ridiculous. We were just sleeping on the beach, just like talking to all the locals and just trying to figure out how to sell a car on a, you know, on a beach in northern Chile before we could continue on. And you can check that adventure out at betweenthepeaks.com. But that's probably the craziest experience I've had so far, among many other things.
Yeah, you've had a lot of crazy ones. Did you sell the car at the end?
We did, yeah. We lost a lot of money on it because we had bought it in a city and sold it in a border town. But, you know, it was a learning experience. And I don't regret a single second of it. You know, we for all the money we lost on the car, I had a backpack with a whole bunch of gear stolen on that beach. And, like, despite all the loss, it was the most incredible learning experience of my life. And one of the most incredible cultural experiences ever. So, you know, what you take away in experience is more than anything material.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Now, thanks so much, Jonathan, again for today. Where can people check you out? Where would you like them to go? I know you've got a few websites. Which ones would you like them to check out?
Sure, yeah. So you can go to jonathanronzio.com. And from there, you can pretty much find everything else that I'm doing. But that's my main site. And then if you want to go direct to the adventure blog, it's exploreinspired.com.
Great. Awesome.
And other than that, yeah, just I'm on social at Jonathan Ronzio all across the web.
You are everywhere. So we'll post a link to your main website, Jonathan Ronzio, and then people can find everything else from there. So thanks again. And
perfect.
What are you going to do now? Are you going on some crazy adventure tonight? I'm sure you have some plans.
No, not tonight. Not tonight. I'm back in Boston for the next 2 weeks, and then I'm actually off to Tanzania to climb Kilimanjaro.
Okay, that's right. Amazing. Well, I can't wait to keep getting your photos from all around the corners of the world, and I can't wait to join you on one of the next adventures coming up.
I hope you do. Yeah, the invite is there.
Absolutely. Thanks again for taking the time. Bye for now.
Yep. Of course. See ya.
Basic bananas.